this is Phil. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith. Kids, you'll want to have your parents listen along with you today so they can grow in faith too. Well, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their premiere episode about how their faith has grown through the years.
Let's meet some of the characters who will join us each week in Plantville and help you grow in your faith. So come on, kids, dads, moms, grandparents, neighbors, dogs, cats, everyone. You'll be glad you came along. Have you ever heard of a mustard seed in the Bible? Well, Jesus taught about a mustard seed and faith in Matthew 17:20. That's what the Mustard Seed Kids are all about. Be sure to grab your pencils or pens so you can write down all the scripture verses we share today. They will be from the New International Version. If you have another version of the Bible, the words may be a little different, so you'll want to look them up for yourself. Maybe those verses could be your daily devotional. Just an idea.
Oh, hi everyone. My name is Miss Laurie, teacher in the Plantville Christian School, where an adventure is in the making every minute. It's where the kids learn that Jesus died to save us, that our faith in him is like a tiny seed which God plants in our hearts and helps us grow through his Holy Spirit. Jesus spoke these words to all of us in Matthew 17:20. Listen, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
God is a farmer and he wants us to know that he makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for that great song. God does make things grow, and faith is what he wants to grow in us. He's the one I want to know. Now, Let's meet some of the Mustard Seed family today.
Oh, hi everyone. I'm Betty, the mother of Brian, JR, and Andy. My husband Jeb and I were married for 18 years, and he was on a mission trip to Honduras when he had an accident. Oh yes, and he always said loving things, and I believe it was Grandpa Dave's prayers that really brought us together. I certainly wasn't interested in getting married and being Mrs. Jeb Mustard Seed. That was the last thing on my mind. Or moving to Plantville. God heard those prayers, though. And well, being part of this family has been a blessing, especially raising our three Mustard Seed kids. Oh, he's the one I want to know.
Since I'm the teacher in Plantville and love to learn myself, let me share this little nugget of knowledge with you. The mustard seed is not the smallest seed known today. Do you know what it is? When I Googled, what is the smallest seed, this is what I discovered. The orchid has the distinction of producing the smallest seeds of any flowering plant. Isn't that awesome? But the mustard seed was the smallest seed used in the region where Jesus grew up by farmers and gardeners. And under favorable conditions, the plant could reach some 10 feet high. Wow! That's taller than me or the mustard seed kids. Let's get growing.
Let's see. Before we meet the children, we want to share that this episode is brought to you by the gifts given by First Baptist Church in Milton, PA, and Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lewisburg, PA. Wow, that was a mustard seed that has grown into this series. The episodes of the Mustard Seed Kids are produced by Kingdom Kids Incorporated, a 501(c) nonprofit organization based in Watsontown, PA. Their byline is education through puppetry, and they present both religious and non-religious programs using puppets. That's right, puppets. You can find them on their website at www.hiskingdomkids.org. Although you can't see the puppets on the Mustard Seed Kids program, their voices are those of the volunteers and staff God has called to the Kingdom Kids organization. And now it's time to get back to meeting the kids.
Well, school is over for the day. And the Mustard Seed Kids have arrived home. Let's listen in and meet each one.
Hi, I'm Brian, the oldest in the family. 10 years old, as a matter of fact, and I have three brothers. Oh, yes, and I love being in plays and acting. But most of all, I love to tell jokes.
Hi, I'm JR, and I am in second grade. I love to learn. In fact, I just made a Land Rover with a recycled soda can. I might do something with spacecraft, or maybe an astronaut. Look out, world, here I come.
Hi there, my name is Andy. I am in second grade and I am a twin. You guessed it, JR and I are twins. But I don't like doing the same things JR does. I know I am special and want to do my own thing. I do love my brother, but I want to be special just like God made me.
Well, God made me special, too. I can do things that you can't, and don't forget, I'm an identical twin.
Never mind him, everyone. Oh, I almost forgot, and I love to read, too.
Okay, you two, let's not take all day. Keep moving along with the introductions.
Oh, listen to you, JR. Just become you. Who were the first one to be born, and I didn't arrive until 10 minutes later. I am an identical twin too, you know?
Boys, where is the love? I can't believe you were talking like this.
Now I know how Jacob and Esau must have felt. I just read their story in Genesis today. By the way, I don't mind being a twin. It's fun to hear people ask, are you two twins?
I'm glad you think it's fun.
I love you, Andy, and we are learning to know God each day. Yes, he's the one we want to know.
I love you too, JR. Yes, I want to know God better, too.
I don't mean to interrupt, but now would be a good time to share with you that God has taught me something already, and He used the twins. Although JR and Andy are twins, God has made each one of them special in their own way. JR is energetic, talkative, and ready to go at a moment's notice. He loves people and is an extrovert. However, Andy is less talkative, needs to be sure of what he's doing before he does it, and is very soft-spoken. Perhaps you have already noticed the difference in the two of them. And God made each of them a masterpiece, just like Psalm 139:14 says, fearfully and wonderfully made. I am so thankful God brought me to Plantville. I am certain God will use this family and others to teach me more about Himself so that I can grow in my faith and trust in Him. Who would have known? Only God. Yes, He's the one I want to know.
Well, Brian here. Just listen to those two. Yep, I'm the only oldest boy in the Mustard Seed Kids family.
We know.
Girls, that's enough.
Thanks, Mom. You always say, God put this twinkle in my eye for a reason. Basically, I'm a tease and love an adventure. I love telling jokes, too. Oh, and picking on my twin brothers is what I do best.
You can say that again.
Oh, and picking on my twin brothers is what I do best.
Mom?
Big brothers can be so annoying.
I agree.
Now, boys, you know the rules. It's Brian's turn to talk.
Thanks, Mom. Anyways, sometimes I think God put me in the wrong family. They would like me to be quiet. But God doesn't make mistakes, so let the fun begin. Since I love to have fun, how about some jokes?
Oh no!
Well, I like to eat, so how about these?
Waiter, do you serve crabs in this restaurant?
Yes, sir, we serve anyone.
And then there's this one.
Waiter, this apple pie is squashed.
Well, you told me to step on it because you were in a hurry.
Mom?
Oh, if only Grandpa could be here.
Miss Laurie?
Oh, and God is the one I want to know.
And you three Mustard Seed Kids keep me on my toes. Each of you is a masterpiece created by God. Brian, God knew exactly what He was doing when He put you in this family. I know JR and Andy become annoyed with your jokes, but God certainly gave you a sense of humor for a reason. Keep on being yourself, and God will use your sense of humor at times when it is needed. He knows exactly what He's doing. I truly appreciate your gift of humor. It keeps our school lively, and you know just how to use it. You know, Brian, I think there are times that I know God is chuckling too. I just sense it. Yes, and I also know you can be very serious. I've watched that seriousness emerge. You love to question and explore. That makes my teaching a challenge, which I enjoy.
Oh no, she figured me out. I must try a good joke on her. I can't wait.
You know, Grandpa Dave must have been praying for a teacher to come to town, I do believe. Plantville was the last place I ever expected to live. It certainly isn't like any town I've ever visited.
Oh, this could get interesting.
One thing I can say, though, my faith has grown since I moved here and began teaching in that little school. Learning to trust God for everything has been a real eye-opener. And getting to know God more and more every day has been an adventure. My faith certainly has grown.
I wonder if her faith will grow with me in her class.
I must be the only person in town with green curly hair.
We have curly hair.
Well, your curly hair certainly doesn't look like my curly hair.
Thank goodness.
Did you say something, Brian?
No, not really.
My beautician made a terrible mistake.
Now, Brian, remember what we learned the other day when we read Psalm 139, verse 14 with Grandpa?
Yes, Mom. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
That's right. And do you remember what we shared in our family devotion time?
I remember.
Me too.
So let's hear it, boys.
God made us each in a special way, curly hair and all.
And he gave us each gift so that we could use them for a special purpose.
Yes, and he gave me 2 brothers to tease. I wonder what sisters would have been like.
Oh, Brian, he wants you to love them as he does. Don't forget the golden rule. Maybe I had better play it for you. Brian, I'll be right back. God gives us these moments to share a lesson, and Brian, this is a good reminder for all of us. JR and Andy can learn too. Let's all listen.
How does it feel when someone gives you a helping hand? How does it feel when someone takes the time to get to know you? How does it feel?
That was awesome, Mom.
I'd say it was more than awesome. I loved it.
Well, I do love them, but it's fun to tease them too and catch them with my jokes. Like this one. Why is a pea small and green? If it was large and red, it'd be a fire engine. Do you get it? Small and green, large and red, fire engine.
Okay, Brian, I get it. Now stop, will you?
Me too, Brian. We've heard enough. Come on, Annie. Let's go outside and read.
Great idea, JR.
I think I'll go find my joke book and look for a joke to pull on Miss Lori. Maybe something about her curly hair. It really does look like worms coming out of her head. Green worms, too. Oh, I've got to find a joke.
Oh my, every day is interesting with my children. But I will say, God knew what he was doing when he gave Jeb and I 3 children. Each one is different and special. I know God has special plans for each of them. It's wonderful watching their faith in God grow every day.
Thanks for joining us on our premiere episode of The Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company. And the only way we can walk with him is to walk by faith and not by sight. See you next time when Mother and the rest of the family will learn more about God and how his Holy Spirit helps our faith to grow. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible, hiding God's word in your heart, and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to keep a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing, how you've trusted him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith, or you can draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing.
Today's episode of The Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids Incorporated. In this premiere episode, you met just some of the characters who will share each week with you in hopes that your faith grows like a mustard seed. Yes, we hope your faith will grow along with it. Remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Until next time, seek God and believe that he exists, and then your faith will grow and you will please God. On today's episode, Mother was played by Liz Folk, Miss Lori was played by Carol Watson, the narrator was Donna Bridge, the announcer was Ted Brungert, that's me, and Brian was played by Harrison McDuffie, JR was played by Jonah Flowers, Andy was played by Max Stahl, our producer was Doug Bridge. And a special thanks to Mr. Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his song, "God Makes Things Grow." If you have comments or suggestions, we ask you to write to Kingdom Kids Incorporated, 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit our Facebook page or visit our website at www.hiskingdomkids.org today, where you will get to see the Kingdom Kids who are serving with God in faith every day.
And the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I've sown, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know. God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh, go, go, God.
His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.